This episode of The Horror Virgin brought to you by our fabulous Patreon sponsor, Nick B. Yay, Nick B. Thank you so much for your support. You are awesome.
They said I have to send you photos.
Enjoy the dick pics.
Definitely just canceled his Patreon.
This episode also brought to you by Audible for your ear holes.
Yeah, for your ear Christmas tree shapes.
Do you want to send Audible photos?
No.
Audible
Please
photos?
Don't send Audible photos. That'd be weird. It's like you open it and it yells at you.
Like one of those birthday cards that opens up and sings a really obnoxious song.
AudibleTrial.com/horrorvirgin gets you 30 days free and a book to get you started for your book recommendation. Jen Verratu.
So today I'm recommending Ready Player One.
Ooh.
It is such a good book. I actually got this for my husband for Christmas last year.
Movie's great.
The movie is great. I really liked the book.
I've heard that.
The audiobook of Ready Player One is read by Will Wheaton, and it is really great. I didn't actually read the book. I just listened to it. It's awesome.
So guys, check out audibletrial.com/horrorvirgin. No joke, that pre-workout has so much caffeine in it, the top of my head is tingly.
What's the point of it? To give you a heart attack while you're
It would be like, you remember how like down I was during the movie and tired I was?
Yeah.
I am feeling great right now.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, great.
Yeah!
Just drank a bunch of Coke mixed with water.
Oh, that pretty much is what it is. It's like caffeine Coke. Actually, because I asked this, who picked the movie and you guys both pointed at each other?
Did
you fucking Judases. So
I
who
am
picked
the
it?
Guest with no power.
Did you pick this movie, Jen?
I did pick this movie.
It was
movie.
Probably the girl who made me change seats.
That's right. I did power move all over
the
seat.
You were like, oh, are you going to sit there?
You know, I said, are you stealing my seat? Welcome to the Horror Virgin, Mikey.
Power move.
I'm Jen, I am in control here.
That's the real Jen. That's the real Jen. No, I'm just joking. I'm the Horror Virgin Todd, and today we have guest Mikey joining us again.
Mikey.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, we got to settle something. Do you want us to call you Mikey? Because I feel like after this episode, there's no turning back.
It's too late.
If you decide
Honestly,
you want to.
Jen, I decided he was Mikey the first time we had him on.
Oh, okay.
I'm not changing
if
my mind.
If you get to decide where I sit, I guess you get to decide what you call me.
That's right.
All right, Reginald.
This is all an elaborate hazing scheme we've got going.
So we watched what movie, Jen?
We watched Silent Night, Deadly Night.
This was real good, guys.
Oh yes. Everybody go out and buy it on Blu-ray.
There were 8 boobs in this movie.
On the same person.
What? Yeah, there's a female dog in this movie. But like, this movie was real. It was very bad.
This may be the worst movie we've watched.
No,
yet.
It is not.
Do you think this was better or worse than Jack Frost?
I don't know. I'd put it right around there.
Oh, well, it is of the same vein.
It is,
I'm surprised because we normally don't watch 2 B movies back to back.
We didn't. We watched The Visit in between, and we will drop The Visit in between.
Oh.
I wasn't on The Visit.
My bad. I only remember podcasts with Mikey.
Aww.
That's my Christmas wish.
Christmas came early.
Gross.
What are you doing?
I'm undoing my hoodie.
Todd is unzipping his shirt in the weirdest way possible.
Well, we were so low budget, we have to hold our own mics. So I was trying to unzip my hoodie. Did sort of look like I was jerking off.
It
anyway.
Did, especially because you like wiggled it to the bottom because you were still sitting down.
Speaking of feverishly masturbating.
There's a lot of that in this movie.
Yes,
There wasn't actual masturbating. I'll take over from Jim.
I've never seen someone lose the thread so fast and so disturbingly.
Jim, I'll
Jen
take over for you.
It.
Hey, Todd, yes. There was people who looked like they were masturbating a lot. I think that's what Jim's trying to say.
That was. I powered down when I couldn't remember
words. Yeah.
The word is masturbating.
Can we just get into this fucking movie? Because it is horrible.
It got into me. Not in a good way.
I mean,
wait, but you know what? They could afford snow, so I mean, like, I like it.
That's true. They probably filmed
it in a place where there was just naturally snow.
Salt Lake City.
Really? In Utah
really?
They
not
filmed
this? Not outside of Utah.
This is not a very Utah-esque
I know.
Film.
I was about to say, there's
for one, it's the Catholic church. Well, it is like an anti-Catholic movie.
It is. But there's also a lot of nudity in this, which is why I was like,
it
really,
was very
Utah?
Controversial at the time, and it was protested.
I'm sure it was.
It was protested?
Let's go through this fucking movie. Yeah. So it opens on the Griswolds.
Yes. Before Christmas they've dug vacation. Their tree out of the snow.
Yes.
Mountain.
If you squint your eyes, you think you're starting a better movie.
Right.
Yes. And you're like happy about it. It's like, all right, cool.
As happy as that dad is looking away from the road, just giving that smarmy smile to everyone.
Oh, man.
Just like Clark.
And so we see Billy.
Oh,
like
Billy.
5-year-old kid in the back seat. Yeah, reading The Night Before Christmas. Yes.
Is that what he's reading? Because the book was like all ripped and shit. Like it was...
That's what books looked like in the 80s.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never read a book.
No, but it takes place in the 70s. This is a flashback.
Yeah, this is in 71, I think.
Well, so I know that that book is The Night Before Christmas because I have that exact copy of that book. And it said, To Jennifer, Merry Christmas. I could probably pull it out right now. I mean, the book. I could probably pull the book out.
Thank God.
Now.
I was very scared.
There's all a right. lot of sexual stuff in this movie.
This is a very sexual movie.
You guys like to invite me on for like real weird.
Yeah, I want to apologize. This is the second movie in a row Mikey's been on where there's a Santa rape scene.
All of my favorite Christmas. Like, I'm a Christmas lover, but you made me watch actual Christmas loving.
Non-consensual Christmas level,
yeah. And I don't like it.
Oh yeah. All right, so they're driving to go see his
grandfather.
Well, actually, I don't know whose dad it is, but it's Billy.
I think it's the wife's dad.
Fair enough. It's Billy's the main character's dad.
No, it's
granddad.
The dad's dad because he touches his knee the whole time.
That doesn't.
I don't know why
anything.
That doesn't have to mean it's.
I would
dad.
Not touch my father-in-law's knee the whole time.
Would you touch your dad's knee the whole time?
No.
I think they're both the dad. I think.
Wait, you think their sister? You think Billy's a product of incest?
I mean,
it would explain some stuff. Oh, he does have, also is a family history of mental illness.
Oh, yeah.
And he does have some strength.
He has
superhuman
strength.
And he is real dumb.
Yeah.
Maybe he's an incest prodigy.
Maybe.
Prodigy? What is that word?
I'm going to say he accomplished a lot.
Progeny.
Progeny. That's the word. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm a wordsmith.
Oh, yes, you are. I've only ever seen that word in print, though.
Dude, the fucking pre-workout is kicking in. I can feel it so bad. Uh-oh. It's going to be a mess of a podcast.
It's going to be your God. Next. All right.
I'm like sweating.
Oh, my gosh. So you're going to have a heart attack.
You have this monster.
No!
I just yes-anded that monster.
Steam's going to start coming out your nose and your head's going to blow off.
Oh,
my God.
What fucking monster is that?
That is a blue.
It tasted like blue. All right, so anyway, they get to the insane asylum of Utah.
Very progressive mental health facility. There's only one patient.
There is. There's
and
like
no
one
staff.
Doctor. I know there's one doctor because right. he comes in and gets them out. Anyway, so the brother and sister are there.
The brother and sister family, the flowers in the attic family.
All right, can we, fuck, hang on. So it's, oh.
Jen and I are taking over. Todd is gone.
Todd has powered down. Uh-oh. It's getting serious now. He just threw it on the floor. Holy shit. What is going
I'm
on
good.
With
Let's
you?
Do this. I'm All right.
Do we have a dumbbell? Todd's going to pump some iron.
I'm going to start doing push-ups. Oh my can I do this on the treadmill? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Are you okay? So do you need me to like...
I love this movie.
I have so much energy and I'm sweating. Okay.
Those are the noises that the movie makes a lot.
That's true.
So they get to the mental institution.
Population one.
God dang it.
But like their granddad's like in a catatonic state.
With his hands on his nuts.
Oh yeah. He's definitely has one hand on the balls. Which I honestly, have you ever fallen asleep and woken up like that?
No.
Me neither. Well. Anyway,
oh my God.
So he's like.
You are going to explode.
So, guys, calm down. Everybody breathe. Talk.
Wait, are you telling that to yourself?
Yes. So anyway, he's like catatonic. Granddad's like catatonic,
you're
right?
A healthcare professional,
I can't
right?
look at Todd anymore. I'm getting uncomfortable. Jen, this is going to be you and
oh
I now.
God.
Like, we're in our own horror movie, and I feel like the virgin, and I feel real bad.
I actually did hate
this movie.
This movie
was so bad.
This was so bad.
Can
y'all.
We just go
I
through
this podcast?
ladies and gentlemen, Todd has taken things that truckers usually take.
Oh my God.
Guys, what is meth feel like?
That.
Anyway.
What is your pre-workout?
Hey, do you want to get up and just walk for a little bit?
No, I feel fine.
Wait, aren't you not going to work out today?
I don't have time.
Then well, why you did you take pre-workout?
Because it wakes you the fuck up. Okay. I've been sick for the past few days, and I feel fine today. But like, my body's a little like, bleh, if that makes sense.
I've always thought your body was. Bleh.
Wow, rude. All right, so so granddad's in a catatonic state. And then
just sitting in his rocking chair.
Yeah, but all four of them are there. Mom, mm-hmm. dad, who are brother and sister, mm-hmm. the baby who the mom is holding, and Billy.
Yeah.
Billy.
Oh, Billy. And they're talking to granddad, but not really saying anything because he's like catatonic or whatever.
Like, the doctor's like, look what I've done. and they're like, "This is real bad." Can we? And then the doctor's like, "Well, we should talk in the other room."
Yeah, we should talk in the room.
So much. Mm-hmm.
So they leave Billy in there with Granddad, and Granddad quickly comes to life and starts being all real creepy with Billy.
Yeah, he's just been waiting for this moment for all these years.
I was actually almost scared at this moment because it was very
really
intense. Yeah, I mean, it was intense.
Yeah,
and
I thought
he grabbed Billy and he's like, "Are you scared, little Billy?"
Yeah, because I knew that something was going to happen to the parents, and I thought that the Granddad was going to kill him and be like the Christmas.
This was still when I was excited about this movie because I haven't seen it, so I thought someone could die at any second.
Yeah.
But really, it was just me dying slowly the whole time.
Yeah, it was such a bad
movie.
Your
love for Christmas but died, really.
This is where the rules of the movie get set, like 3 minutes in, which I sort of appreciated.
You don't know these are the rules of the movie till like 40 scenes later.
I know, that's true. True. And those rules are being that Santa doesn't just bring presents, he also brings punishments if you're naughty. And then as soon as the parents walk back in, Granddad goes from creepy to catatonic again.
Mm-hmm. To back to his hands on his nuts.
Yeah, back
to
hands on nuts.
In the same position, he's like, if I don't put him on the right side, then they're going to know.
So what happens next?
Christmas, I think.
I think they
get back
in the
car.
So they get back in the car, and they start driving, and they drive literally for 30 hours.
Every scene in this film literally feels like 30 hours.
I mean, they just drive forever, and then it finally cuts away from them driving
to the convenience
Santa
store.
Going to a convenience store.
Yes, he's
so
going.
This is what I thought the movie was going to be about.
Thought it was going to be about Santa shopping?
Yeah, and like terrorizing the fam. Well, you know, what's the scene plays out.
Well, yeah, because what happens is he robs the store, kills the store owner for $31 or whatever, and then drives away, and then we cut back to the family in the car. And they see that Santa broken down on the side of the road.
Oh, my God.
I really am kind of afraid for Todd right now. Todd's perched in the chair. His knee is shaking the whole time. His eyes are about to bug out of his face.
They come up on the Santa Claus, who's broken down. Did you think he was really broken down, or he just wanted to...
I think he was really broken
Me
down.
Me too.
Because
I think
why
he was
else would he pull
down.
Over? Yeah.
I mean, as a person.
Could have been laying a trap, though.
I mean, he was definitely in a trap, but I think he probably actually did break down and he just needed their car.
Right, right.
I assumed.
Billy in the back seat, because Grandpa has warned him of the dangers of Santa, doesn't want to pull over.
No, he's like, don't pull over.
No, it's Santa.
And he's right.
But the parents are like, oh, we should pull over. He's probably going to a party. And now my son will get to see Santa.
Yeah, I think that, too. I mean, it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Like, why would you assume that that's a murderer and not just someone going to a party?
Because you're men. Women would never pull over.
I think they wouldn't that time.
I would not
pick
up a hitchhiker, especially if they're dressed.
Not
at
night.
Now, but in the 70s, hitchhiking was a thing in the
70s. So it was.
Like, people hitchhike across the country in the
70s. Serial killers.
I know.
Yeah, but we didn't know about the serial killer part.
So they pulled over to help Santa, and Billy... is like freaking out because he doesn't want him to help because of what Granddad said.
Right, and then Santa goes up to the window and is like, no, there's no problem. I'm just going to kill you. And so takes his gun and tries to shoot, and then Dad backs away and ends up backing into the ditch because Santa shoots him, I think, through the windshield.
I think he was, but
he ends up killing him. Like, he just shoots the dad as he's driving away.
Yeah.
And then ends up, did you think he was going to rape the mom? Or
absolutely, because he ripped her shirt off and threw on the ground and then tried to rape her.
Yeah, but
I don't know,
still raped her. But he decided to kill her first.
Yeah, maybe it's because she was, I don't know. Like, either way.
I got uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's
it
real
was
uncomfortable.
Definitely assault, and then he killed her.
Yeah.
Billy had run over into the ditch and was watching the whole thing. So this was the birth of his triggering episode.
Yes.
And the other baby was in the car crying.
What's the other baby's name? Ricky?
I think it's Ricky.
It doesn't really matter that much until the sequel, I guess.
Yeah.
But, well, spoilers. But yeah, like, they both survive. So the dad gets shot through the windshield and mom gets her...
It's a very slow motion scene where he sexually assaults her and then he takes out a knife and very slowly cuts her throat.
Everything in this movie is in slow motion.
This movie is it's an hour and 24 minutes and it felt like two, three hours. Yeah, it felt so long.
So then he kills the mom, and we see that the dad is actually dead, because for a while it was unclear, but we see him hanging out the window. Shot in the forehead.
Yeah. Everyone gets shot in the forehead in this
movie. Does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I guess that Santa Claus just gets away, right?
Yes.
No, but first he goes to the grass and yells at Billy, and he's like, where are you, little boy?
I'm gonna find you.
Yeah.
So the family gets murdered. It jumps ahead three years
to
1974. And this is when he's in the St. Mary's Orphanage. I think it was St. Mary's, right?
St. Mary's House for Orphan Children.
Yeah, and then there's Good Nun. Mm-hmm. There's Mother Superior.
Mm-hmm. She jumped the gun.
There's Whore Nun.
Oh,
actually,
color,
I don't know.
Sexy
call her Fun Nun.
Oh. Fun Nun
is good.
I like Fun Nun.
Fun Nun. Nailed it. So, but is she a nun? I actually don't know.
We don't know because we never see her with clothes.
But she is in the habit of putting out.
Is she?
Nailed it! Oh, I thought that joke was going to kill. I'm going to have to like move laughter behind it. Yeah, so it's Christmas Day at the orphanage, right?
It's
Christmas season at the orphanage because they're drawing their pictures of Christmas.
No, but they open up presents. Okay, so Christmas Eve is when they...
So he draws the... Well, we don't know. It's Christmas time. So he draws the picture of Santa and he puts it up on the wall. And then we see... Do we ever see this picture?
We don't see it until later.
You
don't see it in the classroom.
We see the gasp of everybody in the classroom because it's a super violent
picture. All right, spoiler alert. It is a picture of Santa murdering a reindeer.
Well, no, and then Santa getting knives in him. So the reindeer's head is cut off, and then Santa's got knives in him. Yeah.
Jeez.
But we don't see it until he goes to Mother Superior's office.
Billy is a little bit traumatized.
Yeah, understandably. Yeah. At 5 years old, he saw his parents murdered by Santa Claus.
Right. What this movie really is just a lesson in how not to treat children who have suffered trauma.
Oh, yeah. Mother Superior's an idiot.
This movie is about the... All of it's bad, but, like, you know, it's a cautionary tale about child abuse.
It is.
There was a lot of casual child abuse in the first 20 minutes of this. Yeah. Yeah. It's like it's just fine.
Yeah, because he puts this picture up on the wall, and then he gets in trouble for drawing this picture. And we know that lots of times children work their trauma out through art.
Yeah.
So that's probably what he's doing.
And absolutely.
And he was like real polite about it, too. And they're like, Billy, how dare you be the worst child in this orphanage?
I know.
They even say in the movie, or the good nun says, he's so good throughout the year. It's just that this time of year he has trouble.
Season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously he does because his parents was murdered.
Do you think
Santa was murdered?
Murdered by Santa.
Yeah, probably just like 2 years ago.
It was 3 years ago. Yeah.
But the nuns have to know that
they do.
But they're talking about it like he doesn't remember.
I know.
But
which is crazy.
It was only a couple years ago.
Like,
I would understand why Ricky wouldn't remember, because
exactly.
Ricky was under a year old, maybe a year old.
I keep wanting to call him Ricky
Bobby.
He was
like months old.
Anyway, Mother Superior beats him.
Are
like,
dead.
What did she do the first time?
She's going to beat the devil out of him.
They have a debate. They have a philosophical debate.
Yeah, she's got her method.
Her and Billy do not have a philosophical
debate. No. The good nun was like, we should like try things that are not beating him.
Yeah.
Right.
And was
try
like,
to talk to him.
Fuck that noise. Yeah. We're going to beat him into submission.
Yeah. And so they like
when he gets out of his bed at night for having scared dreams, you tie him
they
to
tied
his
him down.
Bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, that is not normal?
No.
Oh, my.
No.
I mean, it's normal if there's consent involved and it's two adults.
Oh, no.
One of them is not a nun.
Oh,
this
no.
is after or before, question mark, Billy oversees the two, the
this
the,
is before.
The fun nun. Okay.
Yeah, this is right around that time.
No. That's why he gets tied to the bed, because he
oh, that's
hears
right.
muffled
that's
noises.
Right. So this is before, though, because before that is when he sees fun nun and, I guess, priest? Some guy.
I think he's the milkman.
He's like a gingery kid.
So Billy hears some... This is in the middle of the day.
Yeah. I thought it was Christmas
it's
Day.
After
oh,
they
no, because all the other kids are playing in the...
They're playing outside. Yeah. She made him go to his room because he drew that terrible picture.
As you
and
do.
So then he's walking back to his room, and maybe he broke out of his room. I don't know.
No, the nun comes to see him. The good nun comes to see him and says, I know Mother Superior sent you here, but you can go outside and play because you need to play with the other kids. That's what's best for you right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you finished that.
So he doesn't break out of the fucking room.
Billy hears sex
noises. This is when he white boots it down the hallway.
Yes. Yeah. And we see our second set of boobs.
I guess moms are the first.
Is this the hairy ass scene?
Yes.
No.
It is.
It's not. The hairy ass scene is Billy and Paula from the toy store.
Oh, yeah. This is.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, I remember hairy asses.
All right.
Okay, so then we see nun sex.
Yes, through a keyhole.
Yes, through a keyhole. And then Mother Superior
Can
walks.
Can I just say this real quick? The shot of him looking through the keyhole with the keyhole light was pretty cool.
I liked it.
I liked that shot.
This is the first shot where he may or may not be masturbating while he's watching this.
He's
shaking like Todd is jittering in his chair over there.
Oh, yeah, I'm shaking right now, guys.
Yeah, but we can see both of his hands, and we can confirm.
Yeah, both my hands are on the mic.
I was still excited about this movie at this point. I thought maybe this could be okay.
Yeah, the movie was slow at this point, but it wasn't bad at this point.
It was an older movie, but it kind of was a kind of creepy feel.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was some cool shots. I was like, we could get into this. It doesn't work. It does not.
No, it doesn't.
No, because then Mother Superior bursts in and starts whipping them.
Literally
while they're naked,
them. Yeah.
Probably still, like, in the middle of it.
Yeah, some people pay a lot of money for that.
Yes, it's got a very fetish vibe.
It does. The whole first 20 minutes is how to create a fetish.
It's like the person who directed this was coming straight from directing porn.
Yes. You need to see
this movie directed by Ron Jeremy.
This is what he thinks normal Christmas movies are like.
But that's when, that night is when he's having the nocturnal emission.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. We gotta go back.
Okay.
She whips them.
She then asks him what he saw and says, it's naughty. Sex is naughty.
Sex is naughty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is naughty.
There are so many shots of like that dude cupping that chick's boob.
Yes. Like, and they, like circling around things.
So, it's weird.
It is very 70s porn.
It is very 70s porn.
So then Mother Superior gives him...
Says Billy, sex is naughty.
And so if you know about Ed Gein, who's the serial killer,
I know about
the
Ed Gein,
actual
yeah.
guy. Yeah, so his mom gave him complexes about a lot of shit like this.
So anyway, she just says, sex is real bad, and right. I'm going to tie you to the bed because that's the next logical step.
Right. Well, Ed Gein's mom would like put clothespins on his dick.
That has nothing to do with what I just said.
At all.
No, it's like punishment for being interested in stuff like this. That's what we're talking about. That's how he...
Todd, tell me. It tied to the bed, clothespins on a dick. I feel like this is like we've missed some steps.
I thought the tie to the bed part was when he was having his nocturnal emission.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was still talking about the mother-son dynamic of telling him sex was naughty.
The mother-superior dynamic?
Because she's giving him a complex about boobs and sex.
We still have like 4 sex scenes to go through.
That's true.
None of them consensual.
Pool table sex.
And honestly, the hottest chick in the movie.
Oh.
All right, so he's having a nocturnal emission, like squirming in the bed, making a lot of noise.
Okay,
does
listeners,
he get up?
He's not actually having a nocturnal emission. He is having a weirdly erotic bad
Santa
dream.
Santa dream, as we
I
all
mean,
do.
Tossing and
he
turning,
could be having an erotic
back.
Dream that's a bad dream because he...
Because
he,
his
like,
only context for boobs is when people are dead or not.
Or getting hurt. Like
or his mother.
So he's having his not nocturnal emission.
Uh-huh, and he gets caught by Mother Superior.
Does he get up and walk around, or does he just making so much noise they
he
come in and tie him down?
He gets up and walks out around.
Okay.
He gets out of bed. Yes, he does. And then Mother Superior ties him to the bed.
Yeah.
And he continues to have his nocturnal emissions, but now he's trapped in the bed.
Is this where it jumps ahead 10 years to now where he's 18?
No, it jumps to Christmas morning now.
Oh, that's right.
When Mother
Superior,
who knows he has issues with Santa Claus, makes him sit on Santa Claus's lap.
Oh my God.
Talking to Good Night, and she's like, he's going to see Santa and sit on his lap.
And be good.
And he will. And he'll be cured. And you'll see my methods work.
But this is where we learn that he's got superhuman strength.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah. Because Mother Superior is dragging him, kicking and screaming, kicks some blonde girl out of Santa's lap and dumps him down. And then he just roundhouse punches him to the face and knocks him out of his chair.
Like literally over backwards.
Nose.
As an 8-year-old, breaks Santa's nose.
Yeah.
He's got quite a right hook.
This is basically like if Clark Kent's parents were murdered by Santa. He gets sent to an orphanage and then got child abused.
No, this is 100% Batman Begins. We watched the Santa Claus version of Batman Begins.
Mm-hmm.
So he punches Santa and then runs into like a room.
Runs into the corner.
This is the freeze frame.
I tried to be good. I tried to be good, but I was naughty. And then we see like the shadow of Mother Superior.
Yeah, he goes, don't punish me.
Mm-hmm.
This is when it jumps ahead 10 years, right?
It jumps ahead 10
years.
And
this is where the good nun is talking to Ira, the store owner, or whatever his name is, the store owner.
I got to hire a man for this job because it's a man's job. And he said, no,
illegal.
What?
I mean, he was 18. You can't just be like,
I know, right?
We need someone older for this job.
He was 18.
That's illegal.
But when the nun's like, well, I understand he demanded the job, and then it cuts to him and like goes from boots
up to
like
super
reveals
tight
him
jeans.
Like it's like he's in a porn. Oh yeah, we see wolf knuckle for sure.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We definitely see that wolf knuckle.
Billy's not a bad looking guy.
Oh, he's pretty hot.
No, he's hunky as fuck.
He can get it. Yeah.
Yo, he can
he
get it.
He may have a little bit too much hair on his ass.
Not as much as horny Ginger, but like he can get it.
Strikes me that he wasn't wearing sleeves and it was December.
No, he doesn't get hired in December because he's crazy in December. He gets hired before because then we have the musical montage showing us that he's okay.
Lifting montage, as you called it.
The lifting montage.
He lifts a box. He lifts a
kid. He's wearing his, gi?
Yeah, he's wearing his gi.
And this song is like the low rent version of the Greatest American Heroes song. Like it's super old, early 80s, like sensitive rock.
This is my favorite scene of the film.
Just walking around, like lifting up toys. He lifts a girl all the way up to the top shelf so she can see a toy.
Why is he wearing the gi?
He's like a stock boy, and I think it's like to protect your clothes from like dust or like
also cardboard? For him to know that he's inferior.
I mean, I don't know. I've never seen that worn ever. I have no idea.
It
I mean,
it looks like a karate gi.
It looks like not the pants, but like the top of a gi. Because I think technically a gi is both.
It's like a weird combination of scrubs and smock.
Oh, it's so bad. Mm-hmm. I think smock might be a better, might be the right terminology, but gi is more fun.
Yeah, he looks like a really hunky art teacher.
Guys, right? Guys, guys. All right, teacher, guys.
I mean, you got the hunky part right.
So montage ends with the shortest guy on the cast saying,
what the fuck are you looking at?
Because he's checking out the chick, whatever her name is.
Pamela.
But we don't realize until later he's got the hots for Pamela, or they might even be in a consensual, very fetish-like relationship.
Which would not be out of place in this movie.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I don't think.
You don't think it was consensual?
I don't think it was consensual.
I mean, me either. But I'm just saying it could have been.
We don't know for sure.
Right.
Yet.
They don't reveal it.
We'll get to it.
They reveal it when he tried to rape her.
Yeah, I don't understand.
We'll get to it.
I just think 80s movies, they were very loose with the casual rape that happens.
Yes.
I don't understand it.
Yes, the ending of
I'm so tired of coming on here and talking about rape. Like, so tired of it.
What was the first movie, Grave Encounters?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was no rape. I picked the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, both times you've been back where you haven't picked the movie. Yeah. Rape.
I know.
He's like, I hate you. Here, watch this.
Mikey's going to put it in his contract that no movies that he's on can contain any kind of
rape.
We
have contracts?
No, not for you.
Anyway, so the montage ends with the shortest guy in the cast saying, what the fuck are you looking at to Billy?
So yeah, but towards the end of this montage, we've seen that it's starting to be Christmas.
Yeah, it's
because
Christmas
Pamela
time.
Opens up the banner that says Merry Christmas and it's got Santa on it. And he goes, and then he starts kind of jittering a little bit and you think maybe he's masturbating.
Right.
There's a lot of scenes where everything's so weirdly sexual
in this movie. Yes.
It's conceivable that he could be masturbating in half of the scenes that he's in when you can't see his hands. This is when Billy has his sex dream about Pamela.
Oh, well, yeah. We see Pamela
super
naked.
Super hairy ass. Yeah.
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 It's
so
a
this
slow
is
pan up.
Slow pan
from,
up.
From like their ankles.
From their ankles. As most good sex scenes start.
Yeah.
Because you got to get that
ooh,
ankle.
Girl. Let me see them ankles.
I wouldn't know.
What? You wouldn't know? You've never seen a sex scene?
No, I turn away.
My delicate fantasies.
My sensibilities.
Let me tell you about these ankles, Jen.
Oh, yeah. They were definitely feminine.
And masculine. There's two different people.
Oh, that's right. There's two people. Sorry. That ass is real hairy, though.
It is real hairy. Like, it almost looked like his inner knee for a little bit, and they're like, nope, that's his ass. And then Santa Claus stabs her and slits her side open or something.
But
and then he wakes up
he
screaming,
wakes up from the dream, right.
Jumps out of bed, goes to the corner, and starts, like, shivering and saying, oh, I was being naughty.
It's like a flashback or a throwback to the scene where when he was eight and punched Santa.
Yeah,
it's like him doing
rocking
that same
on the floor,
thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like the one time that we see
me.
A scene, a flashback scene that doesn't show his mom's boobs, too.
I've never seen a regular movie use the word naughty and punishment and punish me
as many
times as this film
I've
does.
Seen some movies that have that, but it's not movies you watch off the internet.
It's not movies you watch all the way through to the end.
Or with other people.
Right. I'm sure I don't know what we're talking about.
But you do.
And so then Janine, who I don't know if her name is Janine, but she's like the Annie Potts of this toy store.
Is she the one who's like the personnel manager or whatever?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. She tells him that their regular Santa broke his ankle.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's out of commission.
Ice skating.
Yes, ice skating. Because then it's the kids sitting on his lap. And
oh,
the little
no,
girl,
no, wait.
He's asked to be Santa and he gets the weird like.
Billy has become Santa Claus.
What? No, she's right.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just real. Oh, okay, so now I'm the weirdo. I'm just laughing.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. Yeah,
we need you to hold us together.
Holy shit.
Because Todd is losing his mind, and I am not strong enough to keep this on track.
I'm just a little old lady.
No, I know.
Sorry, I don't mean to old man laugh all over your podcast.
No, Todd does.
I do that, too. Like, I know, like, the
there it is. Hey, future Todd.
Dude, the wheezy laugh is like the worst. I hate it. But it is like a granddad
Todd
laugh.
Todd just hit me in the face.
You scared the shit out
and
of me.
But you're not injured at all.
No. Todd did. I mean,
despite
like,
all of the caffeine Todd has taken to give him all of the workout
energy.
Yeah,
and his workout selfies on Instagram. Yeah. I jump out as he jumps up the stairs, and he slaps me twice on the forehead and then says sorry and then falls to the fetal position.
Yeah,
what self-defense course did you take?
It's like Krav Maga, but it's mainly open hand slaps and crying in the corner.
And crawling away after you fall down. Yeah, so Todd went to the bathroom because he needed a break from jittering for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And we decided to play a nice trick on him.
Nice.
And Mikey jumped out and scared him. And Todd slapped him a couple of times daintily, then collapsed to the floor.
floor, then crawled over, and now they're...
So next scene is...
So, yeah, so Billy becomes Santa.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a little girl sitting on his lap who doesn't want to sit on his lap. She's just squirming all over the place, and he's trying to get her to hold still, and he says, Santa punishes kids who
like
don't
this scene
do...
Either.
Yeah, this was real
uncomfortable. Oh, man, it's really, like, it's just uncomfortable.
He just doesn't want to sit in the strange man's
but
lap.
But he's making weird faces, and it's like, it's just...
It's like he's taking a whole bunch of pre-workout. And then had a bunch of kids sit on his lap and says, I will punish you if you don't sit still. And the parents are all just looking on and laughing.
Yeah,
and
they're
the
like,
good old
he's
Christmas
really
time.
Good with kids.
Right. I've made the right decision.
Yeah, because he like... This is a very, it's just very uncomfortable the way he handles
this
little girl.
This fucking movie is really
But the girl's like squirming, like she has too much energy, like she drank a bunch of pre-workout before recording a podcast.
I don't
want
to hear about the squirm.
So she's like squirming, and he's like, stop squirming. Like he's like, stop whatever you're doing. Santa,
you're
Santa
making it worse.
Santa doesn't just bring presents. He punishes.
I'm not
I think
say
I even
that
said he's like, there's no way he's not really hard written
you
to
said
see.
That,
Oh, no. Yeah, this whole...
Anyway, the girl stops squirming because of the girl's parents.
She's afraid
like,
she's
going to
get
he's...
punished.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah. He's got away
and
with
kids.
Mom,
yeah, he's got away with kids.
He's got away with kids.
Yeah.
So then we cut to the Christmas party at the toy store.
I like the way this started, though, because the store owner,
the
like, locks the door.
Avea.
Yeah, the store owner locks the door and goes, it's over! Let's get shit-faced!
Oh, we forgot to mention that Billy has problems with his direct supervisor.
Yeah, the stock... the stock
guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shorty.
Mm-hmm. Shorty.
The one who was like, what the fuck are you looking at when he was checking out...
Pamela? Shorty's kind of an asshole. So everybody's
yes, he is.
Drunk.
But, you know, Billy's kind of an asshole.
Yeah, he murders all those people, man. He's a dick.
There's actually only assholes in this movie. There wasn't a good guy. There was no good guys.
No, I think Good Nun is the only good person in this movie.
And
I really do.
Santa.
Yeah.
If she was a good nun, she would have reported the child abuse.
True. She reported it to her superior.
To her mother superior.
Jen, you're on fire.
I know. This is when matriarchy goes wrong, though. So, yeah, this is Christmas party. Everybody's getting hammered.
Literally.
It's a great Christmas party. There's only four people there.
Mm-hmm. Five.
No, there's five, because there's Santa,
there's old couple,
Billy
young
Santa.
Young couple and Billy.
Yes.
Yep.
An old couple. I don't know if they're together.
I don't think they are.
But young couple is the stock manager.
It looked like they'd hooked up once or twice.
Probably.
Awkwardly, but they decided it wasn't best.
They're mature adults. They put it past them. They're back at work. Yeah.
Right.
And but
like,
then you have stock manager short guy and Pam, who I didn't know were a couple until this point. And maybe
they
weren't.
I think
they
were.
They weren't because he tries to rape her.
Yeah.
Pam was just wearing her low-cut shirt. She just wants to kind of hook up. And Billy's not making a move on her. So I think she's going with the guy who's actually going to try to entice her into something.
Anyway, but Pam does consents to like going back there and making out with
him. Yeah, he waves some mistletoe.
Shorty does what I do at a Christmas party, which is awkwardly make eye contact with women, dangle mistletoe in the air.
You have like one of those carrot hook things where the mistletoe is just dangling a foot away from
just
you.
Just like, you know.
See, I do the same thing, but over my belt. It's never worked.
I've only gotten arrested 7 times. It's ruined many a Christmas party.
And relationships.
Short stock guy takes Pamela back in. Mm-hmm. She consents to going back into the stock room.
They just make out. And then they go back in the stock room. Yeah.
And then drunk boss comes up to him, and he is just shit-faced.
Yes.
And starts talking to him about Christmas. He's like, oh, I'm thinking about my parents. They were murdered.
And then he's like,
oh yeah, I forgot your parents were brutally murdered by Santa.
He doesn't know that much.
I don't think he did know that.
He probably didn't know all that, because he probably wouldn't have asked.
Because did we forget to say that Good Nun calls up and realizes that he's playing Santa? He's not in the stock room anymore.
No. But that's is when
because short stock guy says he's got a present for Pamela back in the stock room, and
I did love the why can't you just give it to me out here?
Right.
Oh, this present's not for everyone to see.
Just for you.
Spoken like a true rapist.
It's
like
a big special package for you.
He did not say big. He was realistic.
Oh, that's true because he's kind of short. Step one cuts that hole in the box.
Wow. I'm not getting involved.
Not getting involved. I'm just going to put my mic down and go read a book for about 20 minutes.
Y'all just call me when there's like non-rape.
You pop in
for
thank you. Non-rape.
I'm like sweating now like Todd.
Oh, yeah. I'm dying over here.
Here we come to the second of the three rape scenes.
So he goes into the stockroom to escape the terrible singing that all the drunk employees are doing.
I loved the Christmas carols in this movie
because
I've
they're
never
not
heard
Christmas
any of them.
Carols?
Yes, but they all had really good lyrics.
They're like Christmas carols.
Yes. I loved it. There are more fake Christmas carols in this movie than there are Hanukkah songs.
Thank you, Mikey. That was well said.
So anyway, the rape starts in the back room.
We hear her saying, no, no, no. And so Billy goes
in. It quickly goes from consensual with short stock guy to very rapey. Mm-hmm. Like, he rips her shirt open and, like, forces her down.
Yeah, they were
starts,
just making out. And then she, then he tries.
Yeah, and I do think she was on board for just the makeout.
Yeah. But then she clearly says no several times.
At the cupping.
I think she says no before that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then when he rips her shirt.
We see her saying no before we even see them.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it keeps cutting to Billy, who hears mumbled sex noises again in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he just stands there for 20 minutes while she's getting assaulted, like reliving all this trauma, and we have to see it in the movie because we couldn't remember what happened 30 minutes before.
Right.
So, yeah, we see he's triggered by boobs.
Yeah, we see the old Santa killing his mom.
Pulls
his mom's boobs
up
again.
All his flashback stuff. And this is why the movie is so slow. They're like, hey, remember this thing that happened 10 minutes ago? This is what he's thinking about. Like, yeah, we know. Stop.
Yeah.
Well, God.
Boobs.
Get on
weakness
with the movie.
This
I know.
Movie
and this
is not subtle in any way.
No, yeah. It's the worst. Anyway, so he goes over there and, like, Christmas light hangs this dude with one arm.
And then I was like, this movie could be cool. He's like
it
a
could
revenge
be
killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, he hangs the rapist. And I'm like, okay, so he, like, kills for good.
It's but little, it, like, cuts his neck, too. It's like barbed wire Christmas lights.
His neck is
all bloody, too.
Before, in the 80s, it's not a lot of safety regulations. Right. I don't know what Christmas lights were back
It's
back
like
then.
That bag of glass sketch from SNL, you know?
He hangs the rapist.
He has
and then
killed the rapist.
Yeah, and then the girl, like, does not react the way you think she reacts.
For a split second I was like, this movie could be good. He's gonna kill people.
He's gonna
bad
be avenging.
Yeah.
Yeah. But because he believes that sex is bad, the fact that she has boobs at all makes her naughty, even though it wasn't her choice to actually show those boobs. So he's now mad at her. And she, you know what? She reacts. When you have just been assaulted seconds before, you get to react however you want.
I agree. Like, she doesn't do anything wrong here.
Exactly.
Yeah, she consented to the makeout, not the rape part, right?
She clearly said stop. She said no. Yeah.
And then he X-Acto knife cuts her belly button to, like, top of rib cage.
Like underneath her sternum.
She goes, Billy, you're crazy.
Yeah. But in all fairness, he is.
Yeah, he is. He went Santa Claus crazy. Yeah. Well, and what you were saying, too, is we don't know. Maybe they had a consensual relationship, and he just didn't hear the part where they agreed upon the safe word.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what happened. I think Shorty was assaulting her.
Me, too. And Shorty does look like a rapist. Like, he looks like
this is not the
first time.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Shorty?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so he stabs her in the sternum, and she dies.
She does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is where the store owner is like,
this is where the rules go out the window.
Yeah. None of this I don't know.
None of this movie makes sense.
But I mean, I don't know if the rules are out the window at this point, just because he associates sex with naughty and she was.
I think he associates.
But the store owner and Annie Potts guy, girl, were not being naughty.
No, well, you're right. You're right.
I think that
they were getting hammered.
They're drinking. So if he has been raised by Mother Superior with this very black and white sense of what is naughty
but
and nice.
Drank.
Yeah, he did drink.
He drank, I know. And that's when he went crazy. Because he's now naughty. I mean, he also killed somebody, so he's naughty.
Alcohol's real bad.
It is bad.
Anyway, so the store owner comes back into the stock room, and he gets hammered to the top of the head.
He's already hammered.
Yeah.
Now he gets real
hammered.
Now we
have to
hammered
go back to
the... He get not just hammered. He gets the claw end of the
hammer. Yeah, like the part where you pull nails
stuck
out with.
In his head.
Yeah,
that's
but
the
Billy
claw
has to slink around the stock room
with his
jingle bell.
Oh, this is where you
jingle
first hear the jingle bell is like someone's about to get murdered sound sort of association.
And drunk manager is walking out, and then he slow motion turns around and says, "Yoo-hoo." And then he turns back around and Billy Santa claw hammers him to the head.
Yeah.
Ooh, there it is.
It's real bad.
Let's also mention, because this is where we started to notice this, that every once in a while there was a cut where it was a reshoot or like the film and the camera was different.
It's darker and fuzzy.
Soft focus. Yeah. And then it would just go
so
back
dumb
and forth.
Yeah.
Not exactly sure what happened.
Honestly, and I don't know if it's true, but this is what we thought it was. Like, it may have been just reshoots they had to do because they didn't get shots they needed.
And they couldn't afford the good film that they'd used the first time because all the hand-me-down film that they were using, they ran out of all of their dad's film they inherited. So Janine, I keep calling her Janine because we don't know what her name is.
I don't think they ever say her name.
They
like,
don't.
No joke, they never
so
say her name.
I call her Janine because I think that's Annie Potts' character's name in Designing Women, right?
No, that's the Ghostbusters.
Janine, yeah. Annie Potts in Ghostbusters, yeah.
Either
it's
way.
It's like a super low-rent Annie Potts.
Yeah, it's a Bobo Annie Potts for sure.
But she's even a rung below the Bobo Annie Potts from Child's Play.
She's Bobo Annie Potts.
She is Bobo Annie Potts?
Bobo Annie Potts. Anyway, so she goes back into the stock room, eventually sees dead hammered store owner, and then runs out to the front. Oh, no, ducks under him swinging the axe at her.
Uh-huh.
Or
no, he throws.
She hides behind a bunch of toys.
Yeah. She puts her head up so it looks like her.
Yeah, and he jingle creeps around this toy
store. Jingle creeps. Oh my god, that's amazing. But that is what he does. Yeah,
he does for 45 minutes.
Yes.
And then slowly turns a corner and acts as like a Teddy Ruxpin box to death.
As you
and
would.
And then she jumps out behind him and kicks him to the floor, kind of like when Mikey scared Todd when he was coming up the stairs.
That's
and
true.
Then,
this is actually the most exciting sequence of the film.
It is. Because then she, and I was like, yeah, she's going to get away.
And then she explodes
then
out of
Todd
the boxes.
Said, is she the final girl? But she's not. So she grabs the axe. And then what did you say? They couldn't afford a broken window. So she can't break the window.
No, she goes to the door like she's going to break the door. And then she's like trying to decide whether she's going to break the door or the window.
Yeah.
And
then
in
she
this
sees
time,
the phone and she goes, oh, I can call for help. That might be out of sequence.
I think the call for help was before and he cuts.
Know. Something happens movie. To the axe. Yeah. And so then we
she gets the axe. And
she
then,
gets the axe, but then he's got a bow and arrow.
Yeah,
and
so this is when she's standing at the door or window. Which one should I break? And then he shoots her through the heart with
an
arrow.
Suddenly he got a bow and arrow.
This is where I have a problem with this movie.
It's
I got a bow and arrow for Christmas.
It's just not realistic.
Well, they never show a bow and arrow in any scene or any background.
I mean, you can usually buy hunting stuff at toy stores.
In the 80s, you could.
Probably. That's actually true. Okay,
bag of glass.
But he was real, real good at it.
Yeah. Yes. Shooting a bow and arrow is not super
That's
difficult.
That's probably something that they did at the orphanage.
This is like murder night. So like he
it
has,
is. It's Toy Story Massacre.
At this point, he has become Santa Claus in his mind, and he must,
punish
everyone who has been naughty.
Naughty.
He perceives as being naughty.
Which was everyone
still
in the,
not a rule because he punishes people who aren't naughty.
But it's like the slasher rules. Like the rules for slashers is like anybody who has sex, drinks, does drugs, like those are the people that are going to die, you know? So he's like the Santa Claus of slashers, you know?
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm always right.
He is like a Christmassy Michael Myers.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite parts of the movie. So the nun shows up and sees all the dead bodies. And we keep seeing all these Santa Claus reaction shots.
Yeah.
And they're like animatronic Santa Clauses. So they go back. And then once the nun sees the bodies, we see all the nutcracker faces. And
got but her scream.
Open.
Yes.
Yeah. So I even looked at Jenna. I was like, are the nutcrackers screaming?
It was like the nutcrackers were screaming.
Yeah.
Then we cut to some fucking on a pool table.
Is that where it goes?
Yep. I thought she goes to the police station.
I mean, she does eventually go to the police station.
I just wrote down fucking on a pool table. That's the next thing that happens.
Yeah, but the next thing that we see are
the
Christmas carols.
The notebook does not lie.
The notebook does not lie. Cut to ankles.
The next thing we see is the Christmas carolers
outside the pool table.
And those people get away.
Who are not singing a real Christmas carol.
No, they're making it up.
And somehow that's not a sin that deserves punishing.
No, they're spreading Christmas cheer. So anyway, the Christmas carolers are singing something, and then it zooms on the house behind them.
Like Soylent Night.
Soylent Green is a movie. Charlton Heston eats people. That's the movie. Anyway.
Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is
a
movie.
Have you seen that?
No.
I've never seen
it. Does Charlton Heston eat people?
Oh, my God.
Soylent Green is people. It's people!
That's the only reason I know it. Yeah. Anyway, so it zooms in past the Christmas carolers who are spreading Christmas cheer and goes to the couple spreading HPV on the pool table.
Right, exactly.
And this was before HPV existed.
You proud
maybe,
of yourself?
Maybe.
Is it HPV or is it, what's the
Herpagonosyphilis.
There
you go. But this is the hot ginger chick.
She's a babysitter.
We again pan up, starting at the ankles.
Do we really? Does it also pan? God.
Yeah.
I just like the director fighting with everybody. No, it's a sex scene. It starts at the ankles.
That's how you do
like,
it.
Sex what? Starts at the ankles. Do you guys not date?
Sex starts with the ankles, guys.
Yeah.
So nice. Cindy Lou Who. So they're making
and
out.
And then Cindy Lou Who comes down the stairs.
Wait, let's go back.
She's wearing Daisy Dukes in the wintertime.
But she's not wearing them anymore.
They're on the pool table.
They're in the middle pocket
and
of the pool
table. And she has the ruffliest panties I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. And she's still got a shirt on.
You know
all
what I'm
three
about?
Of them?
I'm not a regular virgin. I have had sex,
two times,
I promise.
Guys.
With other people?
I didn't realize that was a requirement. So anyway.
So babysitter's hooking up with boyfriend on top of the pool table.
Yes.
And the kid, Cindy, who might as well be Cindy Lou Who, although she's a little more than two, comes down the stairs and.
Yeah, she's probably like five.
Yeah. 5, 6. Babysitter's like, no, don't come down here. I'm naked. Doesn't tell her that. Anyway, she goes back upstairs. And because she follows the direction she goes back upstairs, she's nice.
Yeah, she's a good girl.
And so then babysitter remembers that she forgot to let the cat
well,
out.
Well, no, you hear the jingle.
Oh,
you
hear
his jingle bells. And she's like, oh, I got to go upstairs and get the cat out.
Yeah.
So she puts her Daisy Dukes back on, but not her shirt.
And these are like the daisiest of Daisy
Dukes. It's cold upstairs.
Like, you can see her
to cover my Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, you can see her underwear in these Daisy
I know,
Dukes.
Like,
they
why?
Are that Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, they are that Daisy Dukes is the best Green Day album ever. So here's something I've learned editing the podcast a bunch. Like, if I say something and then the guest says something, Jen has to say it too. Because, like, she'll lose her mind unless she says it too. It's so funny.
It's true.
I know, like 100%. I'm
what
not making fun of you.
Was the trick or treat one?
Yes. Yeah.
Damn it, Stackhouse.
Damn it, Stackhouse. And then she was like, yeah. And he's like, I don't know, that's what I'm saying too. It was so funny. But
it was
like,
really
if you
funny.
If you listen
more
close.
It was like my entire personality like in yeah. 30 seconds.
It was amazing.
I did listen. I listened to that episode.
Oh, thank God. So she goes upstairs topless, but with Daisy
yeah.
Dukes
okay,
on.
Okay, so she puts her Daisy Dukes on, but leaves her top off. So she goes to answer the front door or open
and
the front
like,
door.
She swings
yeah,
open
she
the front
crack
door.
It right.
It's wide open, like,
yeah,
and the Christmas carolers
the
are presumably still in the neighborhood somewhere.
The
yeah. So she's out there like, where's the cat, tits akimbo, just like flopping in the wind. And she's
this is
like,
definitely in a rural community.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so the cat eventually does come back inside, and then she goes like to close the door, but bum, bum, bum.
Billy Claus is there.
Billy Claus is there.
And he chases her in.
No,
and
he breaks through the door.
No, she
oh,
closes
that's
the
right,
door.
Because
and
you
he
look and you
it.
Say, you said, here's Johnny,
yeah.
and
yeah.
he axes his way
because I know
door.
How much you love that movie.
I fucking hate that movie, dude.
Yeah.
Future episode. So then Billy, and this is the third assault that we see of a topless woman.
Yes, this wasn't rape though. The this is consensual sex downstairs, or
yes.
what was starting to be consensual sex, and then she comes upstairs.
It doesn't look like it's a sexual assault. It's just an assault of a topless
oh, no.
woman.
He's trying to murder
trying
her.
To
he's not
her.
Trying to rape her.
Yes,
yeah.
but he sees her wearing not very many clothes,
and he
as
judges
being
her
a sin.
As naughty.
Exactly, naughty. And he starts yeah. saying, "Punish, punish."
But yeah. she's in her own home. She should be able to just wear what she
I
wants.
I think she's a babysitter. I don't think
I
she's
think
in
she's
her own home. But yeah, but you're right.
Well, yeah, having boobs and showing them is not a sin
but
worthy of death.
But I do think boobs trigger him.
Oh, yeah, boobs
100%.
Trigger him.
Mm-hmm. Trigger so anyway, he throws his axe at her.
Oh, is this the same? Okay.
Yeah, this is where he throws the axe at her and misses her. The axe is stuck in the wall.
It cuts the boyfriend, and this is another scene where a mildly playing boombox covers up a very loud murder.
Yeah, like the boyfriend.
I think he was drying his hair.
No, the boyfriend's not Shannon Elizabeth. But no, the boyfriend's downstairs is listening to music playing pool.
Yeah.
And upstairs, he doesn't hear the murdering going on. So,
but
wait.
He puts his shirt on to go investigate.
This is the best part. So this was where the logic goes out the window.
Oh, this is where it goes out the
because
window?
Because she puts her Daisy Dukes on to let the cat in upstairs. He re-racks the pool table and starts playing again?
I don't think he re-racked it.
No, we don't know.
Because there were some balls out on the table
yeah,
while they
there,
were down
yeah.
there.
Ah, yeah. And we got there.
I think the rack was out on the table, too.
Oh, wait.
Nailed it!
He forgot the best the best joke. He was about to hook up with her, and he goes, 8-ball corner pocket.
Oh, gross. Anyway, so Billy Claus throws the axe at her. It sticks in the wall next to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then as she's trying to run past him or away, he grabs her and like lifts her up
yeah.
and then forces her slowly onto like a deer
it's
or
deer antlers.
Deer.
Yeah,
deer
he lifts
antlers.
Her all the way up, and then he's kind of looking around and he sees antlers, and he's like, ah, yeah.
Yeah, you saw
and,
his thought process.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's slow motion because it's clearly not real. And they're
I
like,
I honestly think it's not slow motion. He's just slowly pushing her on it, which makes it worse for me.
Yeah, because he's doing it on because you know he's strong enough to just toss her through it.
Oh yeah, he's like enjoying the slow penetration mm-hmm. of the horns through mm-hmm. her skin.
I was
she is not enjoying
hoping
it.
Hoping for a Christmas tree kill.
Yeah, we didn't get any.
We did not.
No.
Yeah. But anyway,
I'm okay
so
with that, though. I like
he like leaves her there. It cuts to the boyfriend downstairs who's like playing pool, and he puts his shirt on to go upstairs and investigate. And then they sort of have a legit
classy.
Fight. Yeah, because
he's
a classy
fella.
Dude. Yeah.
This is like the 80s workout shirt that he, like a short sleeve sweatshirt that he cut.
He's
in
got
the middle.
Hulk Hogan's tank top.
Pre ripped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with none of the muscles, so it's kind of loosely hanging on him. So then he walks right next to her and standing right in front of her and saying, "Where's the cat? Where's the cat?" And
this
then
is
turns around
so dumb.
And sees him. Like, how did he not see her?
Yeah. She's probably
no,
how tall you think? 5 foot. 6'2", hanging on an antler next to him.
Right, with only Daisy Dukes on.
Literally.
Right.
You're skipping over the part where he comes upstairs, see the front door is bashed in, and just goes, whoa, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He walks past the not open front door, but crushed in front door. He's like, whoa, dude.
Whoa, dude, that's crazy.
I'm not cleaning that up.
Cowabunga, bro.
Yeah, bro.
A bulk corner pocket. Woo!
Doors, am I right? They get in a legit fight. Todd was right. They get in a legit fight.
Yeah, the boyfriend sort of fights pretty
decently.
He puts
up more of a fight than anybody else in the movie.
He knocks Billy down.
He's probably more evenly matched because at this point, Billy hung the rapist, killed the woman, killed the old man, and killed the old woman from the toy store, and then killed the girl.
Yeah, and he hasn't hydrated or anything since then. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of fluids probably going to other places in his body, too.
He has definitely filled those pantaloons.
I hate this.
Is he a pirate?
I'm so sorry.
But I did want to say something about that because normally in slashers, when men die, it's really quick. So I thought this was significant that it was a really long death scene for a man. Yeah, he was fighting back. He got the poker and was smashed.
Hit him in the face. Hit him in the face with it,
Probably almost got away because he knocked him over at one point.
Yeah, when he hit him in the face with the poker.
Billy's super strength came back.
He did, yeah.
And he tossed him out the window or whatever?
Yeah, from the fireplace in the middle, like from across the room, he takes him all the way across the cabin out the window.
Yeah.
And he gets like sliced through the face with glass and through the chest.
So
he gets glass.
So boyfriend gets glass to the face and chest and is dead in the yard.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then we see Cindy Lou Who, and she's talking to Santa, and she says, "Santa, do you have a
This is the Grinch moment.
It is the Grinch moment. And he asks her if she's been naughty or nice, and she says just straight face, "Yeah."
Oh,
nice.
And then he's like,
"Nice.
Are you sure? Because I want to murder you."
Right.
I get uncomfortable again. Because he cuts to his weird face making that those statements.
This is the only correct me if I'm wrong, is this the only person he encounters that he doesn't kill?
That he doesn't kill or attempt to kill.
Hang on.
Christmas
so
Eve,
but
this is the only person.
But my theory still holds. He doesn't kill a girl that doesn't have boobs.
That has not hit puberty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. We got a theory so far.
I'm a little uncomfortable that I just said those words aloud.
I just want a regular horror movie.
Well, no, he doesn't really encounter the nun.
The good nun? Remember when she gets in the job?
No.
I'm talking about
after
he becomes the Santa. I don't think I think he kills everyone with boobs after. Yeah.
He Billy Clauses out of
that. Everyone he encounters.
Except for Cindy Lou Who.
No, he kills women with boobs too.
That's what I mean.
The only person he doesn't kill is this girl.
It's Cindy Lou Who.
Male, female,
because
everyone.
Yes.
Old
says
people, young.
That she's been nice. So what he does is he
just
hands her the blood.
Kids lie all the time.
Especially when you ask them if they've been good so they can get presents.
Yeah. Well, and you're holding an axe with blood on it
right.
and a fucking X-Acto knife with blood on it.
I don't think she notices that.
We should really state that. Every shot of Billy, he's very sweaty and it's very close-up facial shot.
Oh,
he's definitely drank a lot of pre-workout before Christmas.
Oh,
he makes pre-workout all in that eggnog.
He's definitely that guy down the gym where he's like working out real hard and I'm like, oh, man.
His heart's gonna explode.
Shape,
don't
like,
you hate the guys
like...
who show up at the gym wearing full Santa Claus gear?
I really do,
sweating,
man.
Sweating, and I'm just like, just not as into it as other people.
Always saying things like, yeah, I'm here for the hose.
Oh, dude. And then they don't wipe the machines off.
So Cindy Lou Who is saying
get some
that...
Mentos out.
Yeah.
So Cindy Lou Who says that she's been good, so he gives her a gift of the murder weapon he killed Pam, the store worker, with.
Yeah, the bloody box cutter, and then the cops burst in and arrest her because she's got her fingerprints all over the murder weapon.
Except for everything Jen just said didn't happen.
So, I mean,
that's the
fine.
Jen's cut of this movie.
Yeah. So what happens after he leaves Cindy Lou Who with the gift?
We're going to talk about this real quick because it doesn't matter, but it's hilarious.
Okay.
So the police have been alerted that there's a deadly Santa on the loose, and so they see a ladder and a Santa crawling into the window, and burst into this lady's house.
Let's go back because the police are talking in their car like, oh, a Santa murdered seven people.
I'm a regular
Why
guy.
Is the captain sending us out tonight?
Right.
Oh, no.
The laziest cops
of
all time.
And then they're like, what if we capture the real Santa? I bet he won't even be happy if we capture the real Santa. Like, what are you guys talking about?
Like, my God.
I think I looked at you in the movie and said, I'm a cop doing cop talk. Because none of it made
nonchalant mass murderer.
It's Christmas.
It's Thursday.
But this is where it cuts to them busting in that house.
Yeah.
The mom on the couch is like, what? And they run up the stairs, guns out, kicking open the girl's room, and it's like Santa Dad.
Dad Santa is standing over her, and she wakes up and she goes,
Daddy?
Now, in my family, we did go outside and jingle bells when, like, my younger brothers were reading Night Before Christmas, so they would go to sleep and think Santa was there. I mean, I never got in a ladder dressed as Santa to sneak in the...
That's because Santa doesn't climb through bedroom windows.
No.
His family
Santa goes down chimneys.
I didn't understand this at all. Yeah.
Santa's only climb through bedroom windows if they're going to molest children and without their parents
really Santa
knowing
Claus.
About it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, lots of things wrong
I mean, I
scene.
Really needed them to stay there for five more minutes and explain to me something, some sort of story that made me okay with him climbing in the window
in, the mom
in this
was
little
just
girl's
downstairs
room.
Watching TV. Like, yeah.
Like pretending everything's okay with her family.
I mean, he was sneaking in like he was going to steal it, like she was the Lindbergh baby. Like they were. I thought that kid was about to get kidnapped.
So then we cut to the Virgin's letters, and it's two nerdy brown haired boys.
We cut to the what?
The Virgin's letters. Because they're talking about Virgin Snow.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. You're right. You're right.
Virgin Hill.
And again,
and going to,
we're with letters on a non-hill talking about going real fast.
This hill doesn't have a slope.
The grade on this hill is very slight.
It's like 0.25 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and everybody's real excited
and
about
one
it.
Of them is really mean to the other one because he sits down on the sled and he doesn't go anywhere. He's like, oh, you don't know how to sled because you're a sled virgin? And so then they hear jingles.
They do hear jingles. And this
but
whole
it's
thing.
It's not Billy Claus.
I think it is Billy Claus.
Yeah, Billy Claus.
Yeah, it is Billy Claus. But then, instead of Billy Claus popping out of the woods, it's two 35-year-old men who go and beat up these kids and take their sled.
Give me your sled.
It's so dumb.
We're going to do, we're going to take your sled.
Yeah, we just came up here because we wanted a sled. We were hoping some kids were up here sleds so we could beat them up and take their sleds and go sledding with them sledding-wise.
You know who lives in this movie? The kid who just plays dead as soon as they try to fight him.
Oh, yeah.
He does, yeah.
Well, both those kids live.
Yeah, they do.
Because they were nice.
They were nice. Well, one of them.
They just run away before Billy exposes himself.
One of them was really mean. So one of them gets in the sled and just goes zooming down the
hill.
He's
like, what if I hit a tree, dude?
This is not like a steep hill
He's
where you have to worry about that.
Those are
all
questions you answer before you beat two children up to take their sleds.
That is true. That is very true.
Is this violence worth it? Is this sled trip going to be exhilarating?
What is
or
the thought process here?
And even if he did hit a tree going down this, it's not like he's going to be going fast.
No, because even in the scene they cut, he's using his hands to make the sled go
forward. And what did you say they had to like hollow out a sled?
Yeah.
Like, tunnel?
They had to hollow out a sled path.
So he would actually
the,
go downhill. So he goes all the way downhill, like yee-hawing all the way.
He's
and
having
then
he a great time.
And he's like, hey, Billy. Not
Woo!
Billy. Woo!
Yeah, whatever
hey,
the guy at the top was.
Hey, mean sled brother. This was an awesome hill. You should try it too. So then Mean Sled Brother at the top.
Who are these people?
They're like the Woods
it's
family.
It's like 10 o'clock at night. Like
on Christmas.
Oh yeah, like
35 years old.
Oh, like, they are definitely 35.
The
yeah.
odds that two different couples of men would be out sledding on the same hill.
I sort of understand the kids
without
doing
their
that.
Own sleds. I
understand the two kids because I mean if it
hey,
was snow on the ground
Todd,
I would go sledding.
You know what I want to do tonight? You want to go with me? I want to go to the woods and find some children, beat them up, and steal their stuff.
That's the weird part, right?
Right.
Like, if we find it. If not, we'll just wander around the woods together.
I think what they were doing is they were snowballing. And then
whoa! You don't know what snowballing is.
I don't know, and I don't want to know. I need a Jack Frost
I need
reference.
Everyone right now to pause the podcast and Urban Dictionary search snowballing.
What is it?
Do you want me to? Hang on.
Do you know what snowballing is? Does it involve ice?
Yeah. A form of ice.
Oh, gross. Do you know what it is?
Why do you think I'm laughing?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so then the second of the older dudes starts sledding down.
Yeah, Alpha.
Yeah, it is Alpha. So Billy Santa comes out and then slices his head off.
And
like
you
he's,
called it. You were like,
oh, I knew it was
going to
happen. I knew it was going to happen.
He's going to sled down the hill.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to happen at the bottom and the other kid would be dead. The other guy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew that there was going to be a reveal. I just guessed right.
There was going to be some kind
abuse.
Of sled.
I just realized
homicide.
This is more child abuse.
What?
Those kids are 40.
So anyways, the second old man sleds down the hill, gets his head cut off halfway down, and the other guy freaks out as he sees the headless friend sledding down the
hill.
Well,
the head also rolls down behind the sled.
Oh, I forgot that. Yeah, yeah. So
does younger asshole brother get killed?
No, I think it cuts from there. Yeah. I don't think it does.
Because he was nice. He
it
was
just
not
show him
leading
yelling.
The charge.
No, he was beating up.
He beat up the kid
mob
who played
mentality.
Dead.
Cuts to the nun sleeping on the bench.
That's
and
right.
And there's a cop involved, and now they're on the lookout for Santa Claus.
Yeah, Columbo.
And so it's Christmas. Yeah, Columbo, puppet Columbo. Because
yeah,
got,
so those
like,
murders
jowls.
Were the last of the murders that night.
Yeah, because now it's Christmas Day.
It is.
Yeah.
Billy's running down the street, and there's a cop car, and he hides from the cop car.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because they're on the lookout for any Santa. They have
any
orders
Santa.
To shoot and kill any Santa.
On Christmas Day. Day.
So
on
here,
Christmas Day.
So here's another part of the movie. I disagree with the strategy of the... So Columbo orders, gets on the radio, says, this is your captain speaking.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be cruising altitude of 135 feet. And here's the deal. 135 feet.
Kill any Santa.
That plane is very low. Also, murder anyone wearing a Santa outfit on sight.
If you see anyone dressed as Santa, shoot on sight.
Yeah. Do not ask questions first. Shoot to kill.
So anyway...
Is that what police was like back then?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, haven't you seen Police Academy?
They
did not shoot people on sight.
There were no hijinks in this movie.
Mahoney didn't kill four people and be like, Mahoney!
Damn it, Mahoney!
You told me to shoot Santas.
Right.
I went to the mall and killed them all.
Following orders.
So anyway, so deputy of the Columbo guy is driving up to the orphanage because that's where they think...
The nun says he's going to go to the orphanage.
Yeah.
And he
makes
does.
Makes sense, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he drives up and sees Santa coming to greet the kids outside. Mm-hmm. And instead of like trying to get in front and see what's going on, he like rolls up and shoots him.
Shoots the Santa like three times right in front of the kid.
He does shout some commands, but that is also explained away in the movie.
Yes.
As the Santa also being deaf.
The Santa is deaf and that's why he didn't turn around.
So he shot a deaf Santa in the back four times.
In front of children on Christmas Day.
Jesus Christ.
And then just continues to protect the orphanage.
Yeah, the only thing that happens is an ambulance shows up, wheels off the body, and the paramedics sprint off with it.
Yeah. So then Mother Superior, who's now 10 years older, is talking to...
In wheelchair confined.
In a wheelchair, yeah.
No, not the first part. She's talking to the officer standing up for the first time.
Oh, but then she gets tired.
Yeah.
So she's talking to the Santa
killer.
The
funny part is that she just cuts to her with a wheelchair without explaining anything.
Like, normally when I get tired, I don't sit in a wheelchair.
It's like
I just go sit down somewhere. I don't sit in a wheeled chair.
So then she starts pitch pipe singing with the kids to try to keep them happy. But it's terrible singing.
And this is where the murderer
cop. The murder cop
starts patrolling the ground.
Let's call him the Santa murderer. I'm going to call him the Santa killer.
Billy's the Santa killer.
No, he's Billy Claus.
There's literally no one to root for. In this
so
movie.
The cop
really
who killed
isn't.
The deaf Santa is now patrolling the grounds.
For a million years.
Yes.
Not the cop I would choose.
Slowly walking around, he unzips his jacket so he can get his gun out. And he just starts walking around this orphanage, and then he sees the outhouse downstairs
basement.
Mother Superior
goes, don't shoot anyone else. And he goes, just immediately draws his gun and goes outside.
I know.
Right. I'm only shooting Santas today.
I'm deaf now. Because he's ignoring her.
Oh, he's deaf to her.
Yeah.
Because she's a woman, he can't hear her.
Well, no, because he murdered a deaf person. Now he's been plagued with deafness.
He sure has been naughty.
Ugh. Anyway, right. so he is like walking around, guns out, like
for like seriously 10 minutes.
Yeah,
it felt like a million years, and this movie had already felt like a million years. So he goes down into this furnace, dilapidated basement, and walks around this.
Was
whole furnace.
It a furnace? I could not tell
it
what that was.
A dilapidated basement furnace.
It's like
place.
The furnace had been dead for 10 years.
Yeah,
and so he went down and he walked around it for the longest time.
It was legit 3 minutes.
Yeah, there was nothing in the furnace room, and so he gets all the way up to the top, and then Billy's at the top and just axes him down. The
naughty.
Steps. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
did he say naughty or did he say punish?
Oh, I think it was punish. Sorry.
I mean,
either way, he said it like punish.
And you know, he's got the sweaty face. And he zooms in.
He's kind of masturbating a little bit.
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same weirdly sexual murder thing.
I mean, that cop.
He did shoot a deaf Santa.
He
so
did
I mean,
shoot
I
a deaf
didn't
Santa
care what
on
happened.
Christmas Day.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, I do think that was eating at him. He was trying to protect those kids from murder claws, and then the guy didn't respond when he was like, freeze or whatever.
Maybe
because
when
he
went down
and
into the basement, that was him symbolically going down into the depths of his own humanity to confront his deep
this is.
I feel like this is the director
describing why they need to keep that scene to the editor.
The furnace is broken
like,
because the fire of his heart. The passionate fire of police work has gone out in him.
It has, because now he's murdered the spirit of Christmas. Christmas has been dead for 10 years now, just like that furnace.
And then he gets murdered.
And he tries to get back out into the sunlight, but he just can't admit what he's done.
Did you like the falling cam when he gets stabbed and it's like the camera falling down the steps? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then we just see him lying in a heap. And so then he's got the dripping axe and he just chops the head off the snowman. And I loved that part.
Yeah, that was hilarious. And I was like, oh my God, he just killed Jack Frost.
Yeah. Punish.
I mean.
Is this Jack Frost too?
No.
Oh, no.
Although this one also has a sequel.
Oh, no.
It does.
Yeah.
So then the kids are all singing in front of the Christmas tree. And a weird kid sees Santa and lets him in. And I think it's the younger brother.
Nope. It's not the younger brother.
Just another, that's right. It's weird murder Christmas kid.
Yeah.
And so he gets up and opens the door and lets him in because it's Santa Claus. And Although he did, the last Santa Claus he saw got shot to death in front
of
him.
Yeah, you would think these kids would be more traumatized to see another Santa Claus right. after 45 minutes earlier, one got murdered in front of them.
Yeah, everyone kind of just glances over the deaf Santa getting murdered.
But, I mean, okay, so then he walks up to Mother Superior. Mother Superior realizes it's not real Santa Claus, it's Billy. And Mother Superior is saying, "You're not Santa Claus. Santa Claus is not real.
Santa Claus isn't real.
And then you hear all the orphans right in the background start crying because yeah. she's ruined all of their Christmases forever.
This was the funniest part.
Then Billy realizes that she's been naughty and she's ruined. She really has ruined his life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, she well, is the only
Santa
one that,
that
has.
That murdered
the
his
original
kid.
Murder yeah. Santa ruined.
Really, Granddad ruined his life.
Well, that's true.
There was definitely a domino effect of bad things happening
yeah,
to Billy.
Yes. Billy's had a
but
tough
Mother
life.
Superior
but she didn't
is
make
the
it
one
any
who
better.
Fetishized everything in
yes.
his life. Yeah.
She turned the direction to murder Santa,
yeah. Yeah.
not to healthy trauma victims. Right.
I mean, they showed
empowered.
A lot of bad stuff to us, and they only freeze framed on what Mother Superior did to him.
Yes.
So God knows what happened.
I right. honestly wanted him to kill Mother Superior and then yeah. get. Yeah. So anyway, he raises the axe to swing it at Mother Superior, and then he gets
and
shot.
And he gets shot by old puppet Columbo with Good Nun clinging to his arm.
It almost looked like Columbo was like too weak to hold up the gun,
right.
so that Good Nun had to like help him raise his arm.
He's a puppet Columbo, so she had to hold his arm up and shoot.
He's the most
arm.
Nondescript hero of a
he
movie
really
I've
is.
Ever seen.
And yeah. he's in like two scenes.
He's not, yeah.
yeah
it's like if the guy in the background ordering coffee from a waitress in the scene of the movie
right.
like shoots the bag and he's like, "You're welcome. Good night."
He's like if Dr. Loomis only had that voiceover telling us about Michael and then shows up to save Jamie Lee Curtis at the end.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
And then explain raccoon murders.
Exactly. yeah, if he investigates the raccoon murders and then shoots Michael in the end. And those are his only scenes. Okay, and then he says he's dying on the floor.
Oh, yeah, and then
he
has the presence of mind.
You're safe now. Santa is gone.
Yeah.
And then the axe spin the bottles to point right at Ricky's feet.
Ricky,
and he
yeah.
looks up.
Ricky the brother,
the baby from the very first scene. Mm-hmm. And the axe is pointing at him, and he looks up and he says, "Naughty."
Yeah, he says it to Mother Superior.
And then freeze frame.
And then that's the movie.
And that's the movie.
That's
yeah.
the movie.
So
and
this
that's
is
the
movie. Thank God. This movie was so bad. It was
really bad, yeah.
It was like 84 minutes, but it felt like it was 385 minutes long.
It really did.
It was so bad.
Yeah. There were, and not really so bad, it's good.
No.
It's
at all.
And to be saying this about a movie with this much nudity and sex scenes, that this movie was that bad.
These
yeah,
were not.
I've never disliked a movie with this much nudity before until today.
Right. It was, and not even so bad, it's good.
Mike is like, yeah, I agree. Yeah,
because
I'll just nod.
It's just so uncomfortable throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
Everything is basically like, it's like one step above 70s porn.
Yes.
You know?
It's yeah. not good.
And you like Christmas horror, too. We were talking about this at the
yeah,
before
and like,
we
so why
it.
Are you doing this to me?
Trying to break your spirit.
Yeah, this is horrible.
We break you down and then we build you back up into the horror virgin
like,
family.
Oh, my God.
It's really bad.
I extremely dislike. I think I might like this less than Jack Frost.
I think I like this less than Jack Frost.
I like this less. Okay, so I think Jack Frost has 20 minutes that's watchable. We talked about this.
This one doesn't really
this
have
one has
watchable.
Not even the nude scenes.
Right.
I don't think there's anything worth watching. Maybe the pool table scene because that ginger's hot. Other than that, no.
Yeah, there's not really anything redeeming in this
no,
movie.
At all.
I don't think.
All right, let's talk box office.
All right.
I'm not going to ask you how much you think the budget was for this. How much do you think this movie made in the theaters?
$2 million.
It made $2 million.
Yes!
Yeah. yeah. It made $2 million. Adjusted for inflation, it's just about $10 million. A little over $10
okay.
million. Dollars.
What was the budget?
I have no idea.
I think it was
$175,000.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I'm not so good with it.
Yeah, I couldn't find it anywhere that's like an official source. I think I saw it on Wikipedia, and I don't necessarily trust that stuff, but... Mm-hmm.
To put that into context, this was released on the same day as the original Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, my God.
It was.
Oh,
and
my
it
God.
Beat Nightmare on Elm Street in its opening weekend.
Did it?
No, it didn't.
Wow.
Yes. It got pulled, and it only made $2 million because
this
it got pulled after
Funspects.
A week. This is... Oh, yeah. This
yeah.
is. Are we done with box office?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But it got pulled after a week. It probably would have made a lot more money because it's one of those... Like, there aren't very many evil Santa movies, especially at this point. Like, it was kind of a notable horror thing, but it got pulled after a week because people were protesting it a lot because
it's just not good.
I want to protest it now.
Yes, I would protest it then too.
It's so bad.
It was very controversial.
It's
still
so
one of the most
I can't believe this came out the same day as Nightmare on Elm Street. Although I haven't seen Nightmare on Elm Street, I can It just feels like this is from a different era.
It does. Well, the budget is different. Yeah, if you've seen Nightmare on Elm Street, it is just a much better movie. And the thing is, I think there's an interesting...
I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street is the first Freddy movie, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I feel like there's an interesting movie here. There's an interesting story, like Christmas trauma turns somebody into a killer. I feel like that's the basis of several horror movies.
Instead of Halloween, just say Christmas with Billy as like an unstoppable slasher dressed as Santa.
I feel like they could reimagine this movie and it would be good.
If you just took out all the weirdly sexual things.
It's the porn version of that movie, which is why it's so weird. Because it's not trying to be a porn movie. It's just,
I will argue it is trying to be a porn movie, but they were like, well, we want it to be in regular theater so we can't show any penetration. But like, it is a porn movie.
You think that's why they reshot it?
Fuzzy is because they were cutting out all the actual sex. And so when they were making this, they knew it was going to be controversial, but they thought it was going to be controversial because of all the anti-Catholicism in it, like how terrible Mother Superior was, and they thought she was going to be the most controversial part of it.
No.
Which, if you don't have, she is very controversial.
Sure.
Yes.
There is a lot of child abuse.
Like
that's
the third level of controversy in this movie. But what everybody was boycotting and complaining about was that kids were scared of Santa.
Yeah.
Because a preview for this showed in the and this is back when people actually watched commercials, showed in between Three's Company and Little House on the Prairie. And so parents were calling and saying their kids were afraid of Santa, that Santa was going to murder them.
Oh my God.
And so they had to pull or change up a lot of the marketing. And it's like that scene in Parks and Rec where they're talking about how Leslie Knope is going to murder all of the cats and dogs. I imagine that's really what this was like. Like parents were calling and saying they were afraid Santa was going to murder their kids. It got pretty bad reviews.
Really?
I wonder why. Wait, were you about to say Siskel and Ebert? Did they review this?
Siskel and Ebert reviewed it.
Oh, my God.
One of them
please quote this.
Read off the company names of everybody who had contributed money to making this and said, shame on you.
That is the appropriate reaction, though.
Yeah. And Richard Maltin said...
this was, like, really reviewed.
It really was. Richard Maltin said it was a worthless splatter, and he said, what's next? The Easter Bunny is a child molester.
That's what we said.
I know. That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
The working title of it was Sleigh Ride, which...
Better title. Better title than Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Still weirdly sexual, though.
It is, but that fits the movie. The movie's weirdly sexual.
There are 4 sequels to this.
What?!
Yes, sequels 2 and 3 are about Billy's younger brother, Ricky.
Ricky, right.
And sequels 4 and 5 are just different horror-themed stories, kind of like Season of the Witch for Halloween.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and there was a loose remake in 2012, but I haven't seen it.
What? Really?
Yeah. Why didn't we watch that? There's no way that's worse than this.
I mean, I don't think it's much better, but yeah, probably not worse.
Yeah.
Okay, and so then I read this article about the whole controversy with this, and it was called Ho Ho Homicide, which I thought was funny.
That's the name of my dating profile.
Homicide? You get a lot of hits on it?
No.
Not one.
Ty wrote something about how they couldn't convince kids to sit on Santa's lap after seeing the
Absolutely not.
For this
that
movie.
Was the most.
No, yeah.
That might be the most uncomfortable scene in the movie.
Yeah. Phil Donahue had an entire episode about the controversy behind this movie. The body count was 14, including Billy. And there was actually a group formed to protest this movie called Citizens Against Movie Madness. Which I'd sign up for.
I want a t-shirt. I want that t-shirt.
C-A-M-M. The cam.
Yeah, cam. So that's all my fun facts.
There are good Christmas horror movies. Let's watch some of those.
Oh, we do, just with other guests.
Oh.
We'll see you next rape movie. So let's do the scary scale.
Okay, so our scary scale, listeners, is where we rank how scary this movie is. It's not about the quality of the movie, and I do not allow zeros or negatives on our scale, although if I ever did, this would get it. Because it's an actual movie, I feel like it deserves an actual number.
Sure, sure.
Because work went into making this. We didn't like it, but, you know, they actually paid money and worked to make this movie. Anyways, okay, so our scary scale, it's not a ranking of how good we thought the movie was. It was how scared we were by the movie today. Our example of a 1 is Ghostbusters, and our example of a 10 is Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Jinx. Okay, so what
buy
is
me
this
some
movie
Coke.
Again? You don't need any more Coke, Todd.
I do not. I'd say a 2, and only because some of the stabbing and like slicing scenes where they show the whole thing really get me. So anyway, that was uncomfortable for me. But there's a movie out on Netflix called Outlaw King.
Oh yeah,
and there's a guy who's like hung in that. and then someone stabs him in the upper chest area and like pulls the knife all the way down to his stomach and like all of his insides spill out and you see everything. I threw up.
Did you really?
Oh yeah. I liked that movie.
I loved the movie, but I wasn't expecting that.
Chris Pine in it, right?
Yeah. It is. And you see his dick. Anyway, so like I threw up. Like I could not handle it. I was also real sick when I was watching it.
Oh. So this is 3 days ago. I was sick. Food poisoning or a stomach flu?
I don't know. It was stomach flu at least. Yeah. But yeah.
A two.
It was uncomfortable.
Mikey.
It wasn't scary.
It wasn't scary, no. But it made me so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I was kind of scared about like what they were going to show next.
Like, you know what how I mean? Far like, they
you were
scared
go. For the filmmakers.
Like when that little girl was on his lap, I was like, I am really scared about like what's happening.
You weren't more scared from Cindy Lou Who though? Once the murder started, he
absolutely yeah. too. Because I was like, yeah. is he gonna stab her? I mean, like the suspense. I'm gonna give it a three.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna give it a two. And like you guys are saying, nothing is scary in this movie, but it's so uncomfortable.
There's nothing worth watching in this movie.
There really isn't. Yeah, I.
There's not one scene where I could be like, you should at least watch this scene.
This movie feels like watching a documentary about like a creepy serial killer.
Yes.
Okay, I can see that.
So like, and
well,
if
you're not
think,
scared, but you're like, you get the real weird details.
Yeah, you get like a weird vibe from
Henry
it.
Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer kind of thing.
I haven't seen that.
It feels
that,
like an exploitation kind of movie mm-hmm. that's dressed up like a Christmas movie. Okay, so there are lots of movies from the 80s that haven't aged very well. Like how the end of 16 Candles is him giving his drunk girlfriend to the nerd to take home and have sex with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that has not aged very well. And there's the
have fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this is different. This is further than that. Like, I feel like even at the time, this would have made me
well, that's
really
what I'm saying. I don't think this is a fact of this movie not aging well. When it came out, it wasn't for the time. Like,
yes,
I don't know any time where this movie was, like, good.
Exactly.
Or appropriate.
Yeah, I'm sure there are some people that would really be into this movie and probably really like this movie, but they also have some interesting Pornhub sites, and I don't want to talk to those
people.
Hey,
Mikey, if I ever die tragically, will you clear my internet history?
I'm just going to steal your computer.
Two for me, so we got a three and a two and a two.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Well, great to be back, I guess.
Yeah. Yay, welcome back.
Is there like an actual horror movie I can watch?
Speaking of that,
yeah,
what are we doing
are we
next week?
Next? So next, we're going to, the next time an episode drops is going to be on the night before Christmas. So we're going to watch The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes. And this is sort of a flip because Jen's never seen this.
Nope.
So she's going to be the virgin next week.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a musical and you hate musicals.
No, I just don't really like Tim Burton-esque stuff.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I don't like Tim Burton
it?
Either.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Do you like it? I like that this is Halloween.
I'm gonna
song.
Like it better than this.
I don't like, but I don't like Tim Burton either, but I like this movie. Anyway, but I like
I
musicals.
I don't think he directed it. I think he just produced it. I'm going to have to get Jen to research all this.
Yeah, we'll see what my
I mean, honestly,
bears.
Our guest loves this movie.
Yeah, we do have a special guest. Yeah. And Mikey, too. So we got two guests.
Yeah.
We've got a special guest.
And it's a kid's
and
movie,
Mikey.
So I don't have to like have an uncomfortable conversation.
No, no, no. It's not. It's much better than this. So we are a member of the Modern Horrors Podcast Network. They're an awesome podcast network with the Modern Horrors Podcast, Final Girls Podcast, and Death, Dying, and Other Things. And, of course, our podcast. And if you're listening to us in their feed, make sure you subscribe to our feed, because if you do, you're going to get every episode 2 days earlier. Our episodes normally drop on Mondays, and if you're listening to this on a Wednesday, you're behind everybody else, nerd. So Mikey, do you want to give them your Instagram and Twitter stuff so you can
my Instagram and Twitter are mrandolph24. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. That is Jen Ferratu on Instagram and Twitter, and I am at Taj Awesome on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, guys. Of course, we are at Horror Virgin at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And of course, go to horrorvirgin.com for all the merch, the blog, all that good stuff. So we have just started a Patreon page. I'm very blown away, or we
Me
are
too.
What's
very
a Patreon
blown away.
Page?
At. Patreon pages is where you can go and help monetarily support those who are doing creative pursuits like podcasts or anything. But
the podcast will always be free.
Yes.
And if you are not able to support us in that way, honestly, just listening, downloading, telling your friends, giving us rates and reviews, all of that, we are so grateful.
But
for
if you
that.
Have extra to share and you feel like you want to throw it our way, that would be great.
Yeah, we have lots of extra stuff that you can get at different levels too.
Yeah.
So
check
out that page.
It's patreon.com/horrorvirgin.
It's linked on our site, right?
It's not yet. I'll get on that.
We'll get it.
It probably is by this point, but
yeah.
Thanks for explaining that.
You're welcome, Mikey.
That's going to be it for us this week. So
happy
thank
holidays.
You, Mikey.
Happy holidays, guys. Yep. Mikey, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Yes. I'm so excited to be on for a few more times.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm Jennifer.
I'm Mikey.
And I am the Virgin Todd. We'll see you guys next week. Watch Nightmare Before Christmas. Bye.
Silent night.
Nerds.